was late. It's fine. You'll have to mix it up. But I didn't press go. I waited. Good luck with that.
I mean, it's fine. It's fine.
Editor.
It's going to be great. I don't know whether I've got my mic set up on weird settings because I was using it up. Fuck it. Looks fine. Look, okay. It looks fine. Sound waves look fine.
Great. Should we stop there and cue titles?
Yeah, may as well. In for a penny, in for a pound.
In it though. I did it on go then.
Oh, you did it on go. I'm so proud of you.
I did it on, yeah. I just realised that no one else hears go, so they're like, go, what's go?
I know.
Jerry counts us in, because obviously we're recording together but separately.
Yeah.
So that the two feeds link up. So this one will be fine.
Yeah. Because you did it at the same time. I mean, you know, I have to shift stuff about anyway, just in case there's a satellite delay. Which
is very Eurovision.
Exactly. We're so on brand. It's ridiculous. So, Michael, tell us, what are we doing today?
Well, I think we should, you know, this is episode two now. Let's crack the heck on and kick off with some parish notices.
Let's do it. Here comes the jingle.
I think that Gina
Parish notices.
Just before we went to the jingle there, I don't know what possessed me, but I just went,
I thought I heard that and I really enjoyed it.
Like a little kitten's meow.
It was just, but it was also like a kind of sci-fi, whoop, like something, that's what I imagined. It's like a scan of the room, and that's the noise it makes.
It's my tricorder. I'm detecting life signs, Captain.
Whoop. It's in.
Boom. Right, first thing on the agenda, Geraldine Allen.
Yes.
The Dutch government, that's the government of the Netherlands,
yes,
your co-homeland,
yeah,
has said that if circumstances allow, audiences will be allowed to attend the contest.
Which is exciting.
It is exciting. So the EBU, they haven't said, great, open the floodgates. They're thinking about it. They're refining their plan and they will let us know in due course. The government only made this announcement 5 days ago. So
so it will be the people that had tickets for last year, I'm assuming.
Correct. As our press passes never came through in time last year,
we will
not be going.
No.
Yes, you're only going to get invited to buy a new ticket if you had bought a ticket last year.
And obviously if you can if you're allowed to travel there.
Quite, because obviously, you know, if you're coming from the UK, you potentially are not
allowed to do. You're not allowed to do nothing.
No, although interestingly, I've realised something. The contest is after the 17th of May. So, Jerry, you could potentially watch it in the same room.
I know.
It's quite emotional, actually.
Do you know what? And this is coming up. I'm just a spoiler for the show ahead. But we are going to talk about Europe Shine a Light, which we've been catching up on. And actually, I got pretty emosh watching some of it, going to be honest.
Yeah.
But I'll talk about it. I'll talk about it in the show. I won't ruin it now. But
no.
Yeah, it is quite emotional thinking about being in the same room as you. I'm going to be honest.
Eurovision. How perfect.
Just bliss. Oh, anyway, sorry. Let's carry on before I cry.
So we won't be in Rotterdam, but maybe people will be.
Yes.
Next piece of parish notice, the next parish notice even, that's a nice way to say it, is they've announced that the interval entertainment in this year's contest is called Rock the Roof.
And roof.
It will feature Lenny Kerr, Netherlands, 1969. Oh, yes. Teach In, Netherlands, 75. Sandra Kim, love that song, Belgium, 86.
Oh, my God.
Helena Paparizou, Greece, 05. Lordi, Finland, 06. And, of course, Montsimonov, because it's not Eurovision unless he's there singing that song again. Yeah. They will all be singing their entry song. So once again,
I was going to say, are they doing like a? Are they going to do a group number? Because I would want to hear that.
I mean, I sort of hope they do like excerpts of their songs, and then all come together, and you know, to know, do Love Shine a Light or whatever. Yeah. But yeah, I just, as I was reading through it, I was just like, lol, of course Mons is in there. He only works in May.
God, that's the dream, isn't it? To just work in May and get paid for it.
So that will be fun. And what we'll do is I'll link, so in our YouTube playlist for this episode, we'll put in the Love, Shine and Light show spectacular from last year, but I'll also link in these six songs if you want to check them out. I would say if you're going to listen to any of them, listen to Sandra Kim. I love Sandra Kim.
Oh God, it's such a good song.
I'd sing it for you right now, but I don't speak French very well, so I won't.
Learn it for next time. That's your homework.
I will. Yes,
that
yes.
is your homework.
Last parish notice of the parish notices is a bit closer to home. And it's just to update you that our Fantasy Eurovision / Ultimate Eurovision, we haven't entirely decided what it's called yet, is coming along nicely. People are signing up to get involved. Yep. If you listen and you want to get involved, you know, tweet us, hashtag us, send a smoke signal. I'm sure you can get in hold of us if you want to.
Yeah.
It's not too late. And as a spoiler, as part of our interval entertainment, we are going to be doing something called Joe, you put some like reverb on this when you edit.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah. It's called Buck's Quiz. that land.
Which I just think I don't even care what it is. Just the name of that has filled.
Part of
me
is like, how has it taken 40 years to come up with that? We should have been doing Buck's Quiz as children.
Yeah, the whole time. But yeah, that's a highlight for me. And I think it's probably the biggest draw to anyone that was taking part. You know, if they find out there's Buck's Quiz, they'd be like, sign me up.
Sign me the heck up.
Yeah.
Now, I just, in celebration of this news, I thought I might have a one question Buck's Quiz for Jerry. What are we thinking?
I'm so nervous.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Okay. Lulu singing Boom Banga Bang, representing the United Kingdom, won the Eurovision Song Contest. However, due to the maths, she had to share her win with Spain, France and the Netherlands. What year did this happen in?
Oh, fuck. 60... I want to say 64, but I don't think that's right.
I would, yes, maybe think of another year.
But it's the 60s, right?
Yeah, probably. Lulu.
Oh, 69. Of course, she was the year after Celebration, was it? No, congratulations, Celebration.
Yes, Celebration. Yes.
Oh.
Congratulations, she got that right.
I thought it was earlier. My God. I have no concept of time at all.
No, well, that's decades. What lockdown will do for you.
Yeah, I mean, I barely wear clothes anymore, so it's me now. But
I know what you mean about decades. When people say to me the 60s, in my mind, that's still 30 years ago.
Yeah, yeah. And it's really you know,
no. Like it's 60 years. It's 60 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, we're so old now.
Gosh.
I'm having an existential crisis on the podcast.
Yeah. It is. Do you know what? It's because people talking about. I keep seeing stuff where people are saying, Gen Z talking about the 90s is like us talking about the 60s, and that freaks me out.
Yeah, because I used to hate listening to this about the 60s. I was just like, get over it.
Yeah. But we were in the 90s, so it's like...
Yeah. And we had our own catchphrase, welcome to the 90s. I miss that. I don't miss it. I still say it. When someone just catches up on something, I'm like, yeah, welcome to the 90s. And most of the people that I know now just sort of look at me and say, what does that even mean?
What do you say? Bless them, idiots.
Youth.
Okay, yeah, I feel like I've let myself down and I've let you down and I've let the listeners down by not immediately saying, I thought you were going to ask me, when you said it, I thought you were going to ask me who the countries were. Countries. I knew how many and I knew two of them. But yeah, I could have probably got away with that. But I knew it was in the 60s, but God, I'm going to have to do some serious revision. Over the next month and a bit.
Yes, you are.
Yeah. It's all right. I'm on it.
We've both got homework to do, and we're feeling down, but that's all right. We're going to take that internalized disappointment, and we're going to push it outwards. And do What Should James Newman Do, Man?
Yes. We did one.
We did a jingle. There is one. I know it in my head. So yeah. Presumably we recorded it
before we recorded split it. Up. We'll whack Great. It in now.
Let's whack it in now.
What should James Newman do?
Man.
I don't know. I didn't come up with anything when I was writing the show. What should he do?
Okay, so... I kind of will talk about this a bit later in the show, but do you know what I think he should do is keep the enthusiasm that he has at the moment? Because I don't know whether it's because it didn't happen last year or whether he's just got immersed. Like, he says something in the programme later where he thanks the community for being so supportive and welcoming him, but he... has been so much more enthusiastic about Eurovision whenever, admittedly, he's been on everything this year, like they are pushing it, but he has been so, just loves Eurovision in everything that I've seen. It could be fake, but I don't know, it just doesn't feel like it. And I think he needs to keep that, because that is really heartwarming and it's nice to see. So that's what I think he should do. He should keep his enthusiasm.
Also, it's a bit like the Oscars, and you have to play the game.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you have to be balls deep into it. You have to go to all of the events. You have to get everybody to love you.
Yeah.
You've really got to work the event. Okay, that might not garner you any hope with the public, but it'll probably get you a nice slot, and it will get you nice jury votes. So that's half the job.
Yeah. And I do feel everything I've seen of him... Like, because I don't know whether he was a fan beforehand and they happened to pick him to write the song, or whether he submitted himself, or whether they just asked him because he'd won a Brit and he was like, yeah, all right.
Yeah.
But he's really come across really enthusiastic this year. Like, he's really loving the Eurovision community, and I like that. Yeah.
Actually, so when we were, again, I went, not too much of a spoiler alert, but when I was watching Europe Shine a Light, it was really nice reminding myself of all the artists.
Yes.
Because I think for us in particular, more than any other year, we really intimately knew the songs and the artists, because we were essentially putting on the Eurovision Song Contest ourselves.
Yeah.
And I was really pleased. There's like, oh, yeah, we'll get to see what they come. Oh, we'll get to see her again.
Yeah.
Oh, she's great. And they're wonderful. And so, I wonder if they have, like, a WhatsApp group. And, like, they're all mates. And so this could be, like, the best Eurovision ever to perform in, because you're essentially going to go and hang out with all your mates for a week.
Yeah. And I actually said that. I wrote some notes. And I actually said, I wonder if... Because I felt the same. Like, seeing them all and going, oh, that's great. And they're coming back. And then I actually felt bad for people that aren't going back. You know, the ones when you saw them win their, you saw the little footage of them winning their national competitions and how what a big deal it was, and then knowing that it was such a huge deal and they'd got to Eurovision and they'd finally made it to that, and now they're not doing it because obviously they're doing another national competition. But I was thinking, I wonder if the people that are going back, is that gonna, because it's a different time now, it's like a different, we've been through stuff and it changes you anyway, but what I mean is, you know, the time that you are in the world changes how you perceive things. And so the songs that are coming this year, are we going to feel differently about them because we've been in lockdown forever? Or, you know, and so are the people that we saw last year and we got sort of immersed with last year who are coming back, is it going to stand them in better stead this year because we know them as well? Because, like, even like last year's songs, like there are some that I'm like, I was listening to and I was like, oh God, this song, I love this actually. And songs that have grown on me. I'm like, uh-huh. So yeah, I wonder how it's all gonna, what, how it will all pan out. But anyway.
Yeah, I've a sneaking suspicion that all of that is true and it's gonna work against Iceland, which is gutted because they'll still have never won.
Yeah, no, that's that's my worry, is that, because, yeah, I mean, we'll talk about, I mean, we could just talk about it now, but because I keep going, we'll talk about it when we get to it. But yeah, it is in fact, I will say it now, because just the part where they asked them all to name their tunes that they would pick, that they would give their 12 points to. And I mean, obviously that was geared up, so they all had to give different answers, but it wasn't like it was overwhelmingly Iceland there anyway. I think they had like one or two people for Iceland, but I guess they had to do that to be fair. But yeah, I do feel that because people have heard his song and they love their stuff, are people going to have moved on? Was that the sound of last summer and now
exactly
have they moved on to something else?
Yeah, I don't know though. You never know. I mean, like I said, it's like the Oscars. You've got to work.
Yeah.
You've got to work the event to get ahead.
Yeah.
I mean, if it is like the Oscars, they'll win as a consolation prize.
Yes. Yeah.
So, I was about to say they could just come out and do 3 minutes of silence. Wouldn't that be a brave move? I'd love. And do you know what? Iceland would be the country to do it. To just come out, stand on stage, and stare into the camera for 3 minutes.
God,
I would love that. I think we just hit on an amazing idea, Jerry. We don't need to write a song.
No, we'll just be silent, and then it would be the description. It'd be like modern art. Modern art, I feel, it's not the art, it's the description of it. So it'd be our description of the song and what it means. It quite literally is the sound of silence.
Yeah.
I've written a note, so it's got to happen now. Fact.
That's it. It's on the notes.
Anyway, shall we crack on with talking about Europe, China, Light? We started, but should we just... Did you?
Yes. Yeah, so basically I watched it. So silly, I should have watched it a year ago, but there we go, I've watched it now. And what I normally would have done back in the days before I was, you know, recording a podcast is, you know, you watch Eurovision and then you live tweet it.
Yeah.
And you say funny, bitchy, interesting things to the Twitter sphere.
Yeah.
And all of my friends still do that. And so basically I did that into the notes app of my phone because it would be weird to start tweeting, wow, Tom Lieb is hot, just randomly.
But maybe we should do that.
11 months later.
Maybe we should just live tweet as we're doing the podcast. And people be like, oh, that's what they're talking about. Just Tom Lieb is hot. I mean, that is going to be what I tweet pretty much most days until he notices me.
He will. Okay. Right. So basically, I'm just going to go through and read out my tweets. And some of them, I'll be like, don't even know what this means anymore. and I guess, Jerry, I believe you did something similar. So
we can just
maybe we'll play excerpts if we feel they're appropriate along the way.
Yeah.
So the first tweet that I didn't tweet was the presenters are slick. Either they're great or having no audience the audience is quite distracting.
Yeah.
So having no audience is helping.
Yeah. I agree. It was quite dry without the crowd. But also it meant that it was, they were slick. There was still the
It didn't go on forever.
Yeah, there was still the awkward. I mean, I did write down, not sure they understood what they were saying at the beginning.
Yes.
I wasn't sure what they were saying. That, like, they were saying English words, but not in a particular sentence. And I didn't understand whether they were saying, yeah, I can work out whether they were saying something like, oh, that I can't even remember the way I should have written down exactly.
No, but I have somewhere in here, we'll get to it. There are particular sentences where I've written it down. I've gone, really? So, yeah, don't worry. That's coming up.
Oh, good.
My next treat was 4 minutes in, Linda fucking Martin.
Linda fucking Martin.
And then followed by, what is Johnny Logan wearing?
I have written like that.
He looks like he's borrowed Ronan's outfit and it doesn't quite fit.
I have written that in capital letters. And then I've put, wear a shirt, for God's sake, Johnny, is what I've
said. Yeah, you're not Ronan, so stop it.
I was very distracted by looking at his chest, and not in a good way, because he was wearing a suit, so like a three-piece suit, kind of. I use the term suit loosely, but without a shirt. It had like a sort of vest underneath. So it was just sort of very low cut of his chest. And then he was wearing very sparkly trousers.
Yeah. It was all shiny white. Yeah. So it's like a cross between, this is the kind of outfit that Ronan would wear, but it's all white, so it's like a Westlife video.
Yeah.
It's very Irish.
But I did enjoy the satellite link delay, because not only with was there delay when they're speaking to people, which happened throughout the show, but there was a delay. It's like they hadn't even set it up. It's like they hadn't even called him when she went, oh, Johnny Logan, and she went over to the screen. And then, or he went, I can't remember, I think it was her that went over. And I just had a delightful throat gurgle the whole time I was saying that, so I can't even cut it out. But yeah, when she went over to the screen, and then it was like silent for ages, because they still had to dial him up and get him in. It's just like, let's go speak to him.
I just, and I'm skipping ahead now, but then she's got the gall to say to Graham Norton, oh, you're going to take the mick out of satellite delay? Yes, be better at it.
Yes, just be better. It's so true.
He's only taking the mick because you're shit. I said that it was great to hear him sing, though. He's still got it.
Yeah, and sexy sax.
SAX.
Yeah.
Gang, SAX. And then, but wait, public joining in? Why weren't we asked?
Yeah, yeah. Although I have written idea of hell, people singing along.
And then I put presenters singing, Marnes and Petra have set a standard.
But it was so odd. It felt really weird when, so he was singing and it's like, we've invited you onto this programme and now we're all going to sing a bit of your song. It just felt, but you know, they were all right. Are they singers? I don't know who they are.
I mean, yeah, some of them are former Eurovision entrants.
Well, that's fine. I'll let them off then, because otherwise it's like, that's just weird, guys. You know, he's singing his song. Don't just join in.
it's not about you.
Yeah, but it was, yeah, that they started singing. But I would kind of like that to happen at all the contests, where whoever's hosting just randomly starts singing with whoever's singing, like in the entertainment at the beginning. It's like, oh, okay.
And then we move on to the first country roundup.
Yes.
And I said, oh, hey, they used the same performances that we did, but then they've made little postcards, but ours were way better.
Yeah.
So again, stealing our jam and not doing it quite as well.
I did notice the picture of Tom Leib in the background, though. I immediately did notice that straight away, so I didn't see anyone else.
Natch. I said that the Russians were so dry, like our jury. They literally were like, blah, 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 blah.
And didn't he say, there is going to be, it just felt quite threatening.
At gunpoint.
Because he was just like, there will be no world. We are one world, one nation. It's like, oh, good God.
One Russia.
Yeah. But also it made me feel more how cynical that song was. because you saw them in their natural habitat and you saw them rehearsing the song in, I don't know, it just, there was something about it where they sort of seemed normal and then doing the song. I did like that we saw more of the backing dancer though. I was very happy about that.
Yes. But yeah, like if you and I came out with that song, it would be because, you know, with knobheads, but like it was, they're not, they really take themselves seriously, and it was like a calculated move to win Eurovision.
Yeah, to do a silly, to do this, like even when they, you saw them rehearsing the knees for the song, there was just something, it wasn't like they were going, oh, this would be fun, isn't this fun? It was just like, no, we should do this because this will make us look like this. I don't know, it just made me feel
it feels like, you know, learning that they're all plants in One Man, Two Governments.
Yeah, yeah.
Next, I wrote Georgia. So the guy from Georgia did a moment of silence in his speech, which is cheesy as fuck. But also, like, it was, he didn't want it to be hilarious, but it was hilarious. And also, it was so short. It's like, and now, after this long explanation, I'll do my moment of silence. That was my moment of silence, mate.
It was, he's cute for the wrong reasons. Yeah, I did. That was very funny. I did guffaw when that happened.
Bless him. What a tool. And then, next, I've written, oh, Tom, always speak French to me. And now I'll hand the floor over to Jerry.
I just wrote, actually in love with Tom Lieb. And when, I've already told Michael this, but when I was sat watching this, I was with my husband and I had to pause it, turn to Ollie and basically confess that I had a bit of a problem because I was madly in love with Tom Lieb. And then I made him watch him sing and watch him do his speech in French. And he was just like,
oh, Jerry, you're like, watch him. This is the man I prefer to you.
This is the man that I'm in love with. But he was fine with it, so it's fine. He's on my list now, so it's fine. We haven't
laminated?
It's laminated.
It's laminated.
It's laminated. I'm not on your list. it is getting to be a problem. But I think the first step is that I've acknowledged it.
Yes. Well done.
And I will seek help. But it even got to the point. Okay, I have to say this. So I shared a picture of Tom in a group, a WhatsApp group that I'm in. And I can't remember why. I can't remember the context, but it's really irrelevant because I would just share his picture anywhere. And then people were like, cool, he's nice. And I'm like, yeah. Anyway, weeks passed and somebody else shares the picture again or starts going on about Tom Lieb. And I got really proprietorial. Like,
You don't know Tom.
Because they made a comment like, oh, should we share him? Like two of them. And I was like, hang on a second. I'm the one that introduced him to you. If anyone gets him, it's me. And I actually got really annoyed that they were talking about that because I was like, no. And then I remembered my age and just the fact that I am sane. And I took a step back because that was crazy. I'm getting jealous of people sharing a picture of Tom Lieb. I need help.
Yes.
Thank God he's not performing this year.
Right.
Although they've got a really hot French woman now. God. I mean,
the France always play the hot card.
They are succeeding. But anyway, let's move on before...
Moving on, my next tweet was Azerbaijan. Kate's accent was bang on.
Yeah,
like the I can't remember her name, unfortunately, but the Azerbaijan performer when she was chatting.
Yes.
Sounded exactly like our Kate Marlowe.
Yeah, I thought that. Actually, as well, that song has grown on me, that one. But I'm also really, I'm also really angry with Azerbaijan because of the person that got our video taken down.
Yes, how dare they?
Yeah, bastards.
Lithuania, bless them. I've just written random words. What do you mean? And there was a lot of this.
Yeah.
In the, so people would just literally be like, oh, let's come together in peace and love. And when we love each other, peace, like Joey, like at the wedding, yes, you know, when we love each other peacefully in this world of togetherness and together with music and love and peace, we'll come together with love music and peacefully love each other again. After this bad time, there will be a good time. Love, peace. And you're just like, what the fuck was that?
Please, can you record a message? A Eurovision message. In this time of peace and love and togetherness, we will remain together with love and music.
And peace.
And peace. It was, yeah. Oh, Lord.
So there was lots of that. But yeah, yeah, Lithuania took, was, I was just like, no, this literally makes no grammatic sense.
Just like,
you're just saying words. Then we had a performance from Monts in his back garden, yes, in London.
Which I have written... So the things that I wrote about that is the tenuous links, so that they went on about, oh, you know, the heroes on the front line. And then obviously he's performing heroes. But then it just said lives in London with his family and guitar. He's got his own room. And then I've just written sunscreen Mons is what I've written.
I've written Mons looked a camera for exclamation marks. I mean, all right, he can be a bit cheesy, but my, he knows how to look to camera.
Yeah. Yeah, he really does.
Yeah.
But did you hear the car go past?
Yes. I thought, is it a plane? No, it was not a plane because planes weren't flying. So yeah, it was just a car going past.
So I did really feel for his neighbours, because he is just sat out in the evening on his front lawn recording a song and people driving past, yeah, going, oh shit, I need to get to my garage. Can I go past? Yeah.
Well, thank God it wasn't a Thursday, otherwise he'd have interrupted the clap.
Maybe it was just after. Maybe they'd done the clap and then he's like, oh, can I do this?
I also said, surely he's Mr. Eurovision now. Like, because they called Johnny Logan Mr. Eurovision, and yeah, he was. But honestly, I mean, if you just say Mons is there, so...
Yeah, yeah, if you don't even if you just think it, he's there, he turns up.
I thought it was quite a... This is so silly, isn't it? And I am always like, people are like, oh, you're an actor, you must live in a mansion with servants. No, quite the opposite. There's really little money in it. But I don't know, I just, you know, because he's Mons, I was just like, oh, he must live in a you know, a pad. And yeah, it was just, you know, it's just a semi-detached house. It's just a,
yeah,
really
in
house,
just a really suburban...
But somehow it surprised me. Yeah,
I was the same. That I was just kind of like, oh, he's just in a little suburban house in wherever he is. He's probably in Surrey. But I thought he was a huge deal in Sweden. Maybe just the exchange rate is different.
Yeah, it's been tough since Brexit.
It really has.
Like, then I've written, I don't remember what this is, but I've written, no time, Mons, you're right. So he's obviously said something about there being no time. But I don't know. I remember thinking, this is witty as fuck.
No time. And then we had the children's Eurovision.
Junior Eurovision. I didn't know this was a thing. Did you know this was a thing?
No. And also, I did write, what's the point? Because, which sounds awful, because obviously there is a point, but it's like, it's not like you win and then you host it. Like,
no.
But you do, because Poland.
Also, if you were good enough, you know, there's no age limit. Well, I don't know, actually, maybe there is an age limit on the main contest. Yeah, it's a bit, because it's a bit like, you know, when they have like Junior Wimbledon and stuff, yeah, and it's like, well, Becca won it at 16 or whatever. So yeah, if you're good enough, you don't need the junior competition.
Go in the main comp, babe.
Yeah.
But then,
otherwise, we're just pandering.
But I did like her outfit.
Oh my God, the crab badges.
Yep.
Oh, and then she also obviously said something, her word was dream. So she's just like, I just have a dream that when we dream together in this dream, that we'll dream of dreams that are nicer dreams. And then in these nicer dreams, we'll all dream a dream of Europe. And I just wrote, dream, 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 dream. Is everybody determined to make no sense?
And that's all we can dream of. And then Gali Atari mm-hmm, has aged like a fine wine.
Oh. She's hot.
She is hot. But I hate children's choruses.
Right, so I wrote, hallelujah, it's sweet, but fuck me, it's cheesy to the point of being soulless.
Yes.
And I know what you meant about getting a bit emotional, but so much of this show was cheesy to the point of having no soul.
I think the bits that made me emotional were the bits that snuck up on me or made me think, like when I saw the Norway, her doing her competition, her doing her Norwegian national competition and getting in, and it meant so much to her. And I know that she's not coming back this year because it took her years to get through to go to Eurovision, like years. She'd been in the top three of the Norwegian singing contest for years, and she finally made it through, and then coronavirus, and now she's not. They invited her to go back to the final next year or this year, but she said no because she was like, no, I don't. I basically, she didn't want to go through that again and then not go. And I just think that's so sad. And it's stuff like that. I was like, oh, it's really sad and emotional about when you see all this stuff together. And it's kind of like, oh God, I've missed it. Like I've missed the actual competition, but not the let's all, show children looking, hacting. Where they're all like, oh, this is so emotional and we're so, oh, this is wonderful and we're all together in peace and love and
too cheesy.
No, thank you.
So then we've got Nikki, who's doing the social meds. And, I'm just going to read you what I've written because it was a bit of a stream of consciousness. Sorry, is Nikki blind? Oh, no, she can see. Oh, it must be the makeup. Oh, okay. Well, for the show, she's made up to look like Afton Cooper from Dallas. Oh, that's niche.
I didn't understand what the point was. Why have hosts for this show and then have another one called Nikki Tutorials? Is that her name?
No, cannot be her name.
Nikki Tutorials being the online host, but we're watching you with the other people. Was there a separate online thing that we didn't see?
And every time she was like, oh, let's go to a tweet, go to one of your tweets, she would say, as if she's going to pick a public tweet. It would be one of the contestants or, somebody in the inner circle. So it's like, no, you're not. Shut up. Yeah, we're not idiots.
So it was so weird. Every time she popped up, I was just like, why are you trying to, are they trying to be like, look at us with all our technology getting down with the kids?
I think they'd employed her to do that for the real thing. And then they were like, well, we'll make up a job for her rather than making her redundant.
Yeah. And I think maybe she does that on their YouTube channel. So she's been doing that and that's how they've been building up. And then they're like, oh, there is no competition. Let's get her on and we can tie it all together. I don't know. It was just weird.
Yeah, it was weird. Also out there, if anybody out there, no one did, but if anybody got my Afton Cooper niche reference, call me because we're going to be BFFs.
Please do.
They singled out Italy.
Yes.
They were like, oh, yeah, Italy. This is, where the shit's really hitting the fan. Let's talk to that. Like, this is a bit harsh. They literally singled out the Italian entry and be like, whoa, Italy, man. Yeah.
But also, did they sing his song? Because, he was saying, oh, people were singing his song. But I remember that sort of meme thing, not even a meme, just that video going round that everyone would send round. And it was just people singing different songs from their balconies all the time. And they were sort of fake. There were loads of fake ones. Like, that people were just doing these fake videos of people singing from the balcony. So I was like, they didn't even really show footage of it. So I was like, were people singing his song from the balcony? I don't think they were. Mm. Were they? I don't remember seeing any of that. But apparently they were. But I just thought the Diodata, is that his name? He just looked like Rob Madge, the guy on Twitter. Just thought he looked like them.
Well, now it's interesting that you should get a bit of conspiracy theory, because I went down a conspiracy theory rabbit hole next.
Love this.
Because then we did some more of the songs that never were. And I was like, oh, Latvia. Oh, yes, Masks and Spray.
Yeah.
And the song is called Still Breathing. Why aren't we interviewing her, witch?
Yeah.
And then the next song was the UK, and I'm like, oh my god, it's called My Last Breath. The conspiracy deepens.
I have written this exact thing, and the fact that, because I've written, did people know, because I said all the songs about breathing, and then the very fact that the whole competition, the motto was open up. So at the end of this show, it was perfect, because they were saying, we're going to open up. In next year. And I'm like, holy fuck.
Bill Gates tipped them off big style.
Yes, yes. Or they planned it because they weren't ready last year. They were running out of time. They weren't ready. So they were like, what can we do? Let's do a pandemic.
That's easier than putting in a bit more effort.
Let's instead of sorting out this stadium and the ticketing with Leanne or whoever's doing it.
Leanne.
Whoever's doing it, let's just do a global pandemic.
It worked.
Yeah, spiraled out of control a little bit.
Just a smidge.
You know, gave them some more time. But I still don't think they've sorted out the ticketing. And that's why there'll be less audience this year.
Yeah, it'll make it easier for them.
And I will die on that hill with this conspiracy theory. Actually, I won't. Please don't kill me.
I've also written, oh, James, make an effort. Your phone in the garden.
Yeah.
He says she just put his iPhone on his garden table and, you know, said some platitudes into it.
Yeah.
Like, some people have got real setups going here, mate.
And he's just... But like I said earlier...
We made more effort with Fantasy Eurovision.
I know. At least we put on some fucking sequins. But he has grown on me just from the stuff that I've seen of him. Like, I did like him talking about the Eurovision community and, like, they've welcomed him. And we all know how we've been missing community this year. So that I was like, fair play. But yeah, it was just, it made me laugh. The cliche of his videos of him just being in the pub. It was so, in inverted commas, British.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, look at him in the pub. But yeah. Oh, what was I going to, I've just written creepy Belgium. But I can't, oh. There were three of them just chatting, weren't they? I can't even remember what song they did, but they were just having a creepy chat. And again, that was another conversation that made absolutely no sense.
No sense.
However,
Finland, I just, sometimes I love how blunt Scandinavians can be. He was just like, you know, this is, you know, it's a difficult time for everyone and it's really boring. Death is boring, isn't it?
So boring. So bloody blunt. And then, but then the, what came next after that? The Serbia winner. 2007.
Oh yes, just before that, Serbia's this year. Like, it reminded me how great, awful great that song was. Hasta la vista, baby.
Yes, but also, anyway. Did you notice that they were all the three at the front, the three singers were all wearing the same costume, apart from one, who was the slightly bigger one, and by no stretch of the imagination was she big at all, or even that much bigger than the others, but they covered her up more. Because I was just looking at it. Darn
international strikes again.
Yeah, and I was just like, why? What? Like, why? It was just, yeah. They just. I've got.
Sorry, I'm now laughing about the Darn international performance, which is so off topic.
Yeah, with the woman just shove her over there. Yeah.
You just stand there, Tubbs. We'll do the dancing, and we'll stand next to you at the end.
I still think that's her voice. I still think that's Darn. I still think it's her voice, and that's why she's there. They're trying to get rid of her, and she's like, "No, sorry, it's my voice. I'm going on stage." Yeah.
Can't you just stand over in the corner unlit? That's what normally happens. Nope.
No. I'm here. And they're like, oh, all right, we'll come over and see you in a sec.
So I don't remember this song, the Serbia 2007 winner. I've written Do Not Remember. And that we should do an episode on Forgotten Winners.
Yeah. There was a part in that song that I remembered, like in the chorus, just a brief moment of it. But I do not remember the singer at all. I do not remember. And I was thinking, has she changed? Don't remember at all. My highlight of the video was when a trombone started playing to look at in the video, but we heard like a flute recorder sound. But they timed it with the trombone player. And it was so, I did enjoy that. But yeah, I don't remember. I remember that year because a guy I went to uni with was competing for Greece. And he'd sort of left uni in our second year. He just sort of went back to Cyprus, I think. Or because he was Cypriot. He was Greek Cypriot, but he went back to Cyprus and to see family in Greece. And then he never came back. And all these rumours were like, oh, yeah, he got signed by Sony. And we were like, yeah, whatever. And then, yeah, he was a huge, huge pop star in Greece. And then he was competing in Eurovision in 2007. Fun fact. But, yeah, so I vaguely remember part of that song, but I didn't, yeah, not really. It slipped by, so we definitely should cover it in an episode.
Next, they did this thing where they had landmarks from cities that were lit up. But in the intro, she said, from the London Eye to the Eiffel Tower. Gang, they're pretty close.
Yes.
In fact, I looked it up. They're 214 miles away from each other. They're really close. So maybe to the Sydney Opera House on the other side of the world.
A quick trip on the Eurostar. Well, it's not, you know, I can be there in a couple of hours.
If you're going to do from and to, there should be some distance. Just a tip.
That's like they're not going very far. Broaden your horizons. But the Rotterdam Orchestra playing Love Shine a Light was beautiful.
Yes. They made it sound like a John Williams piece.
Yes. But I did get a bit bored with just seeing all the landmarks.
Yeah. Well, and then I got belligerent towards the end, as I do. And so I've written, what the fuck is that big ball in Stockholm? Is that a nuclear power station?
That's their stadium, isn't there? Sure,
oh, is it?
Yeah.
And I've just gone, oh, fuck off, Switzerland, with your mountains. Build a building.
Yeah, you bastards, with your nature.
Oh, we've just got a mountain. Oh, smug, 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 mountain.
And then I've just written, Spain has grown on me. And I don't... Did we see Spain?
Oh, I don't know. I've not written anything about Spain.
Well, so apparently the nation has grown on me. That's what I've written.
Maybe that's in the next rundown. Maybe. But before that, they went back to what's her face? Afton Cooper. I'm just going to call her that now.
Yeah.
And so there was a tweet from somebody called Chris. I'm like, who the fuck is Chris? And then they had the thing where they sent Ulrika Tom Lieb. Oh. And I thought of you. And then they just openly were like, he's so, yeah, like that. Okay, moving on. In the next country, you take a moment, I'll do some talking. In the next country rundown, Slovenia had a lovely play on masks. And she was like, as performers, we're often wearing masks. And now we're just having to wear these. I was just like, I'm going to steal that. I mean, it's a bit late now as we're sort of coming out of it. But, you know, I'm still going to steal it. Vincent Bueno, I thought he was a bit smug. That was disappointing.
Yeah, because I really liked him. I really liked his... I did like his song, and I quite liked him. But then, you know, maybe it's just... Maybe he was being really dry, you know, and being really... Actually being really modest, but sarcastically. So it looked like he was being smug and
arrogant. Yeah, it didn't work. He just looked smug.
It's a bit of a reach for me there.
I put that Bulgaria, so the performance that we used for Fantasy Eurovision, they were like on a sofa and they were like festoons up, you know, inside, and she was like singing into an upside down microphone. It looked very cool, but obviously a set. And then her message was from the sofa in that. I'm like, is that just her living room then? Is that what her living room looks like?
Must be her house. God.
Yeah, it's pretty avant-garde.
Yeah. And then... They featured Germany 2018. Did didn't they? Ed Sheeran.
Yes, I didn't realize. I've written the same thing. I didn't realize that German Ed Sheeran did so well. Fourth.
I didn't know he did. I remember us talking about it at the time and saying, "Oh, you know, just get Ed Sheeran to do it."
Yeah.
But yeah, the song is totes Ed Sheeran, and then it was lovely, the little duet with
With Ilsa.
Yeah, from Common Linnets. I love that they were like, oh, our own Ilsa, and they were like, who nearly knocked Conchita off the top spot. I was like, no. They came second, but no. It wasn't close.
But it was a lovely song, though.
Yes.
You can always count on the Netherlands to put in a nice country song.
Yes.
And I love the song that they sang, Itchin, Bitchin, Freuden, or whatever
yes.
it is. It's a really great song. I should learn the name of it. Yeah, I thought that was... No, that wasn't cheesy. That was classy, that performance.
It was lovely.
So whereas Hallelujah was awful, I thought this was lovely. Because it wasn't trying to say anything or do anything or be anything. They just sang the song, guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
They just sang the song. I liked the Czech Republic. I liked the fact that he used the airplane philosophy in his speech. So he was just like, remember, you can't help others until you've helped yourself.
Yes.
And then Cyprus, I think, missed the brief because he was like, you know, I'm so looking forward to seeing you all live on the 16th. It's like, no, babes, this is it. This is the live show.
Yeah, this is...
You're not looking forward? This is your moment. This is it. Yeah. This isn't the dress.
Can you imagine?
It's like the backing singers. It's like Imani's backing singers. That was a good rehearsal.
Babe, that was the
when's
show.
When's the show?
Can you imagine them getting that video through? I reckon, I just picture them... asking for it for ages, like his was the last one, and they'd ask for ages and ages, and like, look, seriously, if you want to be in the show, you've got to make this deadline. So eventually he gets that video across, and then they're like, oh, for fuck's sake, he's completely missed the brief. Like, why is he saying see you on the 16th? This is the 16th. It's got to be like it is the we're just gonna have to put it in. Gonna have to put it in the show. Can't do anything else.
See, and that are you in, and that sounds like you have an active imagination. But that, in fact, was ours with postcards.
Yes, just put it. Oh God.
Just anything with the flag. Anything with the flag. We'll put some sound on it. Don't worry about the sound. Just make the flag and send it. Oh. Our poor volunteers.
I mean, it was worth it in the end, but it did age me. Quite severely. I've now gone up a whole age bracket in casting, and it's not because of the pandemic, it's because of Fantasy Eurovision. So
true that.
Don't mind. I'll hopefully get more work. Who knows? Duncan came back and had a little sing. Duncan.
He did.
Yeah.
I didn't write anything about that.
I've just written good singer, but demonstrates how a song can hit at the right place at the right time.
I did write about him, but I wrote about, because he came after Netta. So I've written about Netta first.
Yes. I didn't write about her because I was like, oh, I'll remember that. But obviously then I didn't.
Then you didn't. So first of all, I'm guessing this is Israeli for hello, but she says she's effed off. I think effed off is maybe hello. But I was just like, did she just say she's effed off?
It's like the mother clucker or whatever she did, mother plucker.
Right? She loves them. And then she said, neighbours trying to assassin me.
Yes.
Just put, neighbours trying to assassin me? ? And then there's this moment where the presenter goes, and she's written a beautiful song entitled Cuckoo.
But to be fair, the song was beautiful. I did like
how it was beautiful.
I did like how she did it, but yeah, because cuckoo is the most ridiculous word. Cuckoo.
Yeah, but beautiful. And it was in fact a beautiful song.
Yeah.
And this is where I picked up on syntax. So she was like, we're going back to the basics. Back to the basics? No, babe.
Yeah.
Just back to basics. Back to basics.
Just back to basics.
I mean, I'm being harsh because she's presenting a show in a language that is not her first language. And I can't
But I'm not being funny. The Dutch know their English. If they're
she don't.
Like, if they're like my family, they'll correct, you know, my family correct me. And I'm going, it's slang. How we say it here. But yeah, so she'll know. That's no excuse. That's no, being her second or third language is no excuse.
No excuse. It's back to basics. Come on. Oh, yeah, onto Duncan. So I've written, they stole our last year's winner montage, which we should have had YouTube cut them off,
yes.
Bastards.
Yes. Actually, I did think that. Or was there going, yeah, oh, God.
This is our footage that got us in trouble.
Yeah, bastards.
And then I said, okay, I didn't say anything about Netta, but is this just a chance for everyone to play their new single?
Yes.
Because I'm not here for that. I'm not here for that, Duncan.
It's not. But then, you know, if you think of, yeah, because Netta did that last year, didn't she?
Yeah,
Netta did it where she came in and she said, so maybe it's just because he hadn't had the opportunity, but he's going to get the opportunity anyway. He'll probably have another one to do this year.
Boring.
God, we've heard it. Why don't you just, you know, it's the whole freaking album. I have then just put Adore Conchita because I love the fact that everyone else was doing really heartfelt stuff and then they just said... They just said, I'm not wearing any underwear or something like, I've just stopped wearing underwear,
and I love
which
it.
Is great. Yeah.
Yes. A quick rundown on that little VT. So I've basically just written people's names in excitement. So I've just written, hello, Alexandra and Violin.
Oh,
Sandra
yeah.
Kim, what a song. Neve, she hasn't aged. Sergey, still on monochrome brand. Dana, Corolla, love her.
Love
so, yeah,
Corolla.
It's a bit of a stream of consciousness.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, and I did... I had the biggest smile with Corolla's 1991 winner when that popped up on the screen.
Then the Estonian... So they went back to doing more countries. The Estonian postcard. I was like, does he moonlight as a Robbie Williams tribute?
I know!
There's a little clip of him here. I'm sure that's what he's doing in
yes.
that little clip.
Yeah. I reckon. I may. Yeah, I'm going to look at it again. Not right now.
We're doing a show right now.
Yeah.
We're doing
yeah.
a show. The Ukrainian entry did their little bit piece to camera in Ukrainian, which I thought was lovely.
Yes.
And the Armenian song that was a rip-off of Beyoncé's Formation. I'm just
yes.
like, how did that not make our final? How did that not make the Fantasy Eurovision final? It's so good.
There's so many, I love it. And I loved and Serbia as well. I think it was Serbia that we spoke about earlier. There were so many that I'm just like, oh, yeah, that was good. Pop it on a playlist. Yeah. And then was it Bjorn?
Then it was ABBA, yeah. So but early on in the show, they were like, someone from ABBA is coming up and someone you've not heard from for a long time. It's like, you're trying to make us think it's Agnetta. It's not.
No.
It's not Agnetta. Who is it? It's going to be one of the boys. And lo and behold, it was Bjorn.
And I love the music behind. The music behind him as he's speaking was just epic.
I didn't notice it. What was it?
It was just some like filmic music behind him. This really emotive filmic music.
It was super dramatic, wasn't it?
Yeah. And I was like, what? It was like we were interviewing Jesus. He was like the Jesus of Eurovision. And he had come down to bless us with his words. And so it had this epic music behind him. And then he said something like, oh, love shine a light. That's really good. I'm glad it's that and not Waterloo. Like, he's there going, shine a light. Oh, what a great name.
Oh, yeah.
That's better than Waterloo. It's like...
Bitter.
What are you talking about? Why would you go Europe, Waterloo?
Yeah, I mean, I appreciate that was like a battle and it was a war, but it's just, you know, you need more context for that joke to work. So, no,
just
it's
no.
not a joke. Also, when he said, oh, I remember, you know, watching that video of us winning in Brighton, it just made me laugh. I mean, it's, you know, it's factual. It happened in Brighton.
Yeah.
But just the idea that one of the greatest moments in Eurovision history happened in Brighton.
In Brighton.
Just feels really unassuming.
Yeah, just like they popped down there for the night.
Yeah. Although, you know, Brighton's pretty gay, so, you know.
Yeah, you're right. They'd love it.
An appropriate place.
This was the bit that made me a bit emosh, was Graham. That
yes.
he got a bit emotional when he was talking about, he was going, oh, it's lovely to see, and I got a bit emotional. And then I was like, oh, Graham. And then nothing from the presenters. They were just like, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for saying.
Yeah, they're just not listening. They're not listening. They would say that. Thank you. That's a lovely thing to say. You didn't listen to a word. So when she was introducing Graham, I don't know if you picked up on this, but she said, you know, in 1997, when the UK won for the last time, except the way I just said it, I put the emphasis on last to imply that it was the most recent time when the UK won for the last time. She did not do that. She made it sound like we're never winning it again.
Yeah, for the last time.
When the UK won for the last time. It's just like, you bitch.
Wow. Shade. Look at you winning and thinking that you're like bee's knees.
Maybe brush up your English if you're going to be bitchy. and then I said, don't pick on Graham. It's what we all think.
Yeah.
You're taking the, they were like trying to take the mick out of him, taking the mick out of them. It's like, no, this is cringe. Ultimately, I loved that it was entirely painful for him.
Yes.
Because there was satellite delay and because they weren't funny.
Yeah.
And oh, and I loved it when they were like, when you, where were you when Katrina won in 1997? And in my head, I was like, he was probably vomiting on the floor of a club somewhere. And that's basically what he said. and literally like, did you immediately love the song? And his face was amazing. It's just like, nope.
And I love, they say about the Love Shine a Light or the name, and he was like, we have to love it. It's Katrina. She's our only hope.
Yeah, yeah. So what you're saying is you didn't like it. Okay.
Okay, we get you. And then
swinging straight out of that, one of the presenters was like, I've really started laying into the presenters now. For the first time in history, no Eurovision, no mate, not for the first time in history, just 60 years.
Yeah.
History's a long time.
Yeah.
Chill.
Chill. Calm the fuck down. That's what I say.
Yes.
I'm just fuming about this Love Shine a Light. Fuming. Now,
why?
Look,
tell us.
So I understand how it was done. They just went to everyone and they said, can you record Love Shine a Light for us, please? Here's the key, or we'll give you the backing track or whatever. We'll give you the chords. This is the tempo. This is what we need you to record. But it's just, where are the fucking harmonies? Like, I get it. They probably gave it to them a week before and just said, sing the song. So, but the people that are in groups, like the Mamas did a bit of harmony.
Yeah.
James Newman did a bit of accidental harmony because he did a bit of...
sang over someone else.
Yeah, and it sort of came in. And Croatia did a little bit, but then they didn't put anyone with him. So he's just singing, it sounds like he's singing the wrong tune.
Yeah.
But I get it. It was easier for the people to edit it together to do it like that. They wouldn't have to put people together that weren't. But also, it's a song competition and it's about music. So how hard would it have been, really, for a musical director to go, right,
Derek.
For Derek to go, here's what you're singing. Because harmonies would have been metaphorical. It's like Love Shine a Light together, you know, we're all together. So let's harmonise with each other rather than just singing the same thing and it just being a bit bland. That was my problem. And it was my problem because I remember seeing it at the time and just going, why is no one singing harmonies? And I do understand the logistics of it, that it would have been a freaking nightmare. But also, it wouldn't have been that hard to get somebody... or just at one bit to go, the last chorus, can you record some options? Like, or can somebody, can you sing this or can you sing that? It would have taken 5 minutes. And I know because I've done it. So some big machine would be able to send out to people. And it's not like they were doing anything else at the time. So they could have recorded a harmony. Or... get somebody else to record the harmony in the studio where you're mixing it and just put it in, because nobody's going to go, hang on a second, those harmonies aren't sung by the people that I can see on the screen. They're not going to know.
Well, how would we know?
So, yeah, that is my thing about it. Although I've also said I cannot get over Katrina taking a breath before Heart at the end.
what do you want, love? 60 a day?
Corner of my... hard, but it did nearly make me cry. So
yes, well, actually, as we were getting close to it, I was like, "Who's going to do the last line? Are they saving? Are they saving the last line for James Newman because he's British? Oh no, no, here he is singing over someone else. Are they saving it maybe for the Dutch? Oh no, no, oh dear. Oh, well, it's got to be Katrina. Oh well, if it's not Katrina, I'm going to kick. Katrina.
It's Katrina. Oh, thank God. but I did say I want to hear the full song by Tom Leeb, just him and his guitar. So I don't know. I wonder if that's available anywhere. I might contact him.
I'm sure we can find it. If you have it, please send it to us.
Yeah, please send. Just the whole song. And if he hasn't got it, I wonder if he's on Cameo. We just like contact him and go, "Hi, it's my friend's birthday. Can you do..."
Please come and see her naked.
This is what I'm going to get you for your birthday. But it will be for me. But like for all friends. But hi, Tom, could you do just a sort of topless song singing Love Shine a Light for my friend Jerry? He must be on Cameo. He'd make a packet. Anyway, sorry, I've gone off again.
Whoa, again. Drag it back. And then I've just edited some bitchy comments about the presenters. So one of them says, "We look forward to welcoming you to Eurovision Song Contest in 2021. I'm like, "Song Contest? Doubt it. And they're all like, "We will open up." And actually, looking at the state of things, it's like, ish.
Yeah. But also that whole, I was just going to say, that whole montage at the end, I was just going, "Yes or no, guys? Just say yes or no. What's going to happen next year?" Just like questions. Stop asking questions and just say yes or no. We think we're going to be okay.
Well, yeah, and actually, because they were like, "We definitely will." And it's like, actually, it's been a bit hairy. You probably jumped the gun there. And then at the end, she's all like, "Bonne nuit." And I was just like, "Oh, yeah, you did a bit of French like 2 hours ago at the beginning. Yeah. What happened to all the French for the last 2 hours?"
Yeah, nothing.
Because you know what the French are like. So if I was watching that in France, I'd have been livid.
Yeah. Do you know, in summary, it was lovely to see the songs, some of the songs again, like you say, because we'd got very attached to them. I was baffled, actually, listening back why some didn't get through to the final. And I wonder if we did the same songs again, how it would pan out, you know, who would...
Yeah.
And then, yeah, it's just, there was just a lot of... I'm just praying. I can't wait to sort of listen to all the songs this year, because I wonder how much of that sort of schmaltzy dream peace love stuff is going to come out. We all stick together and we've all been through this together, and that kind of stuff is going to come out this year.
Right, technical issue there.
Yes, but it was very enjoyable and I did get to speak to Mark. I can't even remember what I was rabbiting on about. I think
we were
just who knows, Eurovision. That's what we were talking about. Bring it on. I think I was just rambling on about the final, like, I was hoping that the songs for this year aren't going to be all sort of schmaltzy, look at the year that we've had and look what we've come through, and we're all together, got through this together. And
yeah,
I know that they're not all like that. Because I have heard some of them. But yeah, I hope that there isn't that feel about it. I just want to have a laugh, to be honest.
Yeah.
This is what I want.
Well, and so like ours isn't like that, but it is like that. Because it's like, it's all party. But also the message is, you know, out of the embers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like Phoenix rising. But obviously they can't do that because Conchita's already done it.
So that is our thoughts and musings on Europe Love Shine a Light. If you didn't watch it last year because you were watching Fantasy Eurovision, well done you.
Yes.
And feel free to find the link and watch it now with our witty comments to guide you. Now, on the programme of events for today, we also have marked down that we would look at Nikki French and the Maltese entry. But I am aware that my clock says 1 hour and 15 minutes so far. Oh, fuck it. Should we just look at Nikki French now?
Oh, let's look at Nikki French.
We're going to look at Nikki French right now, okay? Right, we're going to pause you. We're going to watch what she came up with last year to celebrate the 20th anniversary of Don't Play That Song Again. And we'll come back and tell you what we think.
See you in a sec.
And the tears that I have cried, you'll never see. Oh, but crying in vain was never for me. Here we go. Don't play that song again, reminding me of how it used to be. Don't play that song again, I wish it could be like before.
Utterly obsessed. Obsessed.
They did harmonies.
Yes, they did harmonies. Exactly that. And it's been 20 years. And I bet that was thrown together. I bet they just sort of had a little idea. And she said, can you do that? And they did.
Absolutely. Well, one guy had to like do the dance routine in his garage.
Yes. Joseph Noble. I noted his name. Because he also reminded me a little bit of Andrew Yon. I don't know if you
thought. Yes. All of you out there who know who Andrew Yon is. Faux show.
Oh my God. They did harmonies. They sounded schmick. Well done is what I'm saying. Very much enjoyed it. She had a touch of the Bonnie Tyler's at the end, which was quite enjoyable. Mm-hmm.
Well, interestingly, her biggest chart hit is a cover of Total Eclipse of the Heart.
Yeah. Oh, is it?
Yeah, she did like a gay disco version of it.
Oh, and my God.
It really did well in America.
I did enjoy that. I think Patty, backing singer, and Nikki were wearing the same jackets that they wore at the competition, it felt like.
Yes, Nikki definitely was. That is the coat that she wore.
Yeah, it was the long sort of iridescent 90s suit coat that they were both wearing. But yeah, that was, that's everything I want from a 20-year anniversary of a song.
Absolutely. Well done them. I really enjoyed that.
Thrilled. And I want Nikki on here. It's named after her song. I want her on.
Come, talk to us, Nikki. I really loved that she could have just done that herself. And but she was like, no, I want my BBC backing singers.
Yes.
We'll do the routine.
Yeah.
You know, and I loved how much she was loving it when they did the clock moment.
Yes.
Like, yes, we're doing the clock dance.
Loved it. Oh.
Yes, Nikki.
Yeah, that's got my vote. Really has.
Yeah. I'm sorry that we missed that last year, but we found it. We found it now.
Pleased we watched that actually this week.
Me too.
Fine, that was a fine ending to the show.
A lovely note to end on. So we will link that as well. Check it out. Enjoy it for yourselves. And we'll be back next week and we'll talk about all things Eurovision. And we're double pronging it this year. We are doing our own Eurovision and the real Eurovision, which may have an audience. Whoa.
Who knows? But yeah, we'll give you some more info, should we have it next week, about ultimate fantasy Eurovision that we're doing.
2021.
Yes. Cannot wait. It's been a pleasure. Pleasure as always.
All right, gang.
Yeah, let's do it again next week, Michael.
Let's.
All right, then. On that note, see you next time.
Au revoir.
Bye.